Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Wednesday, April 17th. On today's show, the IFI foresees that the Mexican economy will slow down in 2024 and 2025, while the head of the Treasury predicts continued growth in 2024. Plus, stay tuned for more economic news from Mexico. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. Figma, the popular design collaboration startup being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion, isn't just waiting around for the deal to close. The company just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help teams get projects started and organized more easily. For more, we're joined by our tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma doing with AI in FigJam?
FigJam has become a really popular visual collaboration tool, not just for designers, but for all types of teams to brainstorm ideas and manage projects. In fact, Figma says 2/3 of FigJam's weekly users are not designers. But getting started with a blank whiteboard can be daunting. So one of the new AI features is a way to automatically generate a starter FigJam board from a text description. You can specify elements you need, like a calendar or timeline, and the AI will create a template to kick off your project.
Interesting. What about once you have a lot of content on a FigJam board? I imagine it could get pretty chaotic with everyone adding notes and ideas.
Exactly. As FigJam boards grow, organizing all those digital sticky notes can become a real challenge. So Figma is using AI to automatically sort and group related notes together by theme or assignee. This could be a big time saver after a brainstorming session generates dozens or hundreds of ideas that need to be clustered.
Makes sense. Any other ways Figma is applying AI to wrangle all that information on a busy FigJam board?
The third new feature is an AI-powered summarization tool. When a FigJam board gets really full, it can be hard to scroll through everything to get the key takeaways. So with one click, Figma can now generate an automatic summary of the main points across all those sticky notes. It's leveraging OpenAI's language model with some Figma-specific tweaks to understand concepts like diagrams and calendars.
With so many workers struggling with collaboration, it seems like these kinds of AI-assisted features could make a real difference in productivity. Any potential downsides or risks to be aware of?
As with any generative AI system, there are certainly risks around generating harmful or biased content. Figma says they are putting controls in place, including warning messages to prevent misuse. But it will be important to see how it works in practice as these features roll out to more users. The company is launching an open beta of the new AI capabilities starting today.
Thanks for the update on Figma's new AI-powered FigJam features. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on how they are received. Speaking of Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboard tool, even as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. The new capabilities aim to make it easier for users to get started and organize projects in FigJam. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent, Abby. What can you tell us about these new AI features Figma is rolling out?
Figma is introducing three key generative AI capabilities to FigJam. First, they've added a tool to help users create new FigJam boards more easily from a text prompt. This addresses the challenge of starting with a blank canvas, allowing users to describe the elements they need, like a calendar or timeline, and have the AI generate a template to kick off their project.
That sounds like it could really streamline the process of setting up new FigJam boards. What about once a board is underway with lots of collaborators adding content?
Yes, as boards grow, they can become unwieldy with many sticky notes containing ideas and tasks. Figma is using AI to automatically sort and categorize these stickies into logical groupings by theme or responsible person. This should help keep complex projects organized as they evolve.
Very useful. Any other AI enhancements to help users synthesize all the information captured on busy FigJam boards?
The third key feature is an AI-powered summarization tool. With large boards containing many sticky notes, it can be time-consuming for users to distill the key takeaways. The new capability will automatically generate a summary from the sea of stickies, extracting the main themes and points. This leverages the power of large language models to save users time in synthesizing outcomes from their FigJam sessions.
It's fascinating to see Figma applying generative AI to make its whiteboarding platform more accessible and useful, especially to its growing non-designer user base. Do we know what language model Figma is using under the hood for these features?
Figma has shared that they are utilizing OpenAI as the large language model powering these new capabilities. However, they've customized the model to understand Figma and FigJam-specific concepts. They're also testing warning systems to prevent misuse that could result in harmful or inappropriate content being generated.
It will definitely be interesting to see if AI-assisted whiteboarding tools like Figma's enhanced FigJam, which is launching its new generative AI features today in an open beta, can help improve the over 70% of employees who struggle with collaboration. Thanks for the insights, Abby. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.